KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, high school wrestling got tossed in a tizzy on Saturday due to that snowfall we had in the area. There were a couple of meets that were held on Saturday. The sectional wrestling meet in Class 2A at Creston was held, and Creston dominated that meet with 270 points to win the team title. They also advanced 11 wrestlers onto the district meet, seven of them district champs. Winner set the runner-up with 201 points. They qualified five to move on, three sectional champs. Creston and Winterset also will advance to tomorrow night's dual team regional tourney. Bedford Lennox advanced 4, Clarinda 4, Red Oak and Shenandoah each 2 onto the district meet next week. Also in a Class 1A meet, which was held in Corning on Saturday, Martinsdale-St. Mary's won the team title with 204.5 points. They moved 7 wrestlers on into the district round. I-35 qualified 5 wrestlers as they placed 2nd in the team competition. Southeast Warren advanced 4, make that 5, while Corning also advanced 5, including 3 sectional champions onto the district meet this Saturday. Now, other sectional meets Saturday were postponed here in the area because of that snowfall. Therefore, they'll have to do them today instead. Here's a look at the schedule. In Class 2A at Harlan, that meet postponed on Saturday will wrestle today at 4 o'clock, with the weigh-ins getting underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, the 1A meets to be held at Guthrie Center, at Oakland, and at Neola. All were postponed on Saturday, and the same schedule for those folks as well. They'll all wrestle at 4 o'clock today after the weigh-ins, which will begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon. On college men's basketball yesterday, Draymond Green backed up his guarantee of a victory, scoring 14 points and grabbing 16 rebounds as number 9 Michigan State defeated 23rd-ranked Michigan 64-54 in East Lansing. That victory moves the Spartans to 18-5 overall. Their 7-3 conference record is good for sole possession of second place in the Big Ten behind 3rd-ranked Ohio State. It's the first time in the last 4 meetings at the Wolverines that Michigan State has come out on top. In the only other game on the Sunday hoop slate involving a ranked team, visiting Miami upset number 7 Duke 78-74 in overtime. Reggie Johnson netted 5 of his career-high 27 points to help the Hurricanes claim their first victory at Cameron Indoor Stadium and just their 2nd win over Duke since joining the ACC. The Blue Devils didn't do themselves any favors, missing all 6 of their free throw attempts in the overtime period. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Indiana 48-33 in the second half to roar away to an 83-64 victory on the road in Big Ten play Sunday. Camille Wallin had 22 points and 6 assists, while Melissa Dixon had 5 three-pointers and finished with 19 points. It was Iowa's first game without standout guard Jamie Printy, who's out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. Iowa's now 6-5 in the Big Ten. They're 14-10. Overall. In the NBA on Sunday, Boston beat Memphis 98-80, also Miami topping Toronto 95-89. In the National Hockey League Sunday, Boston over Washington 4-1, the Rangers beat Philadelphia 5-2, New Jersey over Pittsburgh 5-2, and Montreal a 3-0 winner over Winnipeg. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, it was another nail biter, another Eli Manning engineered comeback, and another New York Giants Super Bowl title. The Giants executing another flawless fourth quarter rally climaxed their comeback season with a 21-17 victory over the New England Patriots to win Super Bowl 46. That gives the Giants their 4th Super Bowl title and 2nd in 4 years. They also beat the Pats 17-14 in Super Bowl 42. Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning once again one-up Tom Brady in the battle of Super Bowl quarterbacks, seemingly finally with ice water in his veins, Manning coolly directed the Giants on a game-winning 9-play, 88-yard drive in the final minutes. That culminated with an Ahmad Bradshaw 6-yard touchdown run with 57 seconds left. The big play was a 38-yard completion to Mario Manningham. That sideline catch was challenged by Pats coach Bill Belichick, but was not overturned. The Pats had one last desperation try, but Brady's last Hail Mary pass fell incomplete as the Super Bowl went down to the final play. The Giants raced out to an early 9-0 lead. They ran 19 of the first 20 offensive plays in the game, scoring a touchdown, and even their defense scored a safety when Brady was called for intentional grounding in the end zone. But Brady and the Pats regrouped and scored the next 17 points. Brady set a Super Bowl record by completing 16 straight passes, breaking Joe Montana's 1990 record. The Giants are now 4-2 in Super Bowls, while the Patriots are 3-4 in 7 appearances in the big game. Well, you can't spell elite without Eli. Eli Manning, the younger brother of Peyton, is now the number one Manning in the household in Super Bowls, as Manning was named Super Bowl MVP after winning his second Super Bowl in 4 years. Older brother Peyton has won one Super Bowl for his Indianapolis Colts. Eli leads Peyton 2-1 in Super Bowl MVP awards as well. Manning finished 30 out of 40 for 296 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. As he called the Super Bowl game a wild game that climaxed a wild season, Manning said the Giants were never flustered even after they fell behind 17-9 after New England scored 17 unanswered points. Manning was the point man for the Giants' comeback season as he led 6 comeback victories during the season, setting an NFL record with 15 fourth-quarter touchdown passes. He also kept his cool while the Giants endured a 7-7 start, which included 2 losses to the lowly Washington Redskins. But he rallied his team to win the final 2 regular season games as the Giants became the first 9-7 team to win a Super Bowl. The Giants won 3 road playoff games and the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Giants coach Tom Coughlin said afterward that Manning deserves all the credit in the world because he really has put his team on his shoulder all year. Manning also won a 2012 Corvette for being the Super Bowl most valuable player. Ahmad Bradshaw paused, surprised that none of the Patriots was trying to tackle him. He plopped backward over the goal line with a flourish, taking full advantage of a big gamble. Bradshaw ran 6 yards untouched for a touchdown with 57 seconds left, cashing in on New England's desperate defensive move. The Patriots allowed the running back to score, hoping Tom Brady would have enough time to pull off a fantastic final drive. Coach Bill Belichick's gamble came up empty. Brady got the Patriots to their 49 with 5 seconds left on the final play. Then he avoided the rush and threw into a crowd in the end zone, but the ball popped out of the scrum and skittered across the end zone, finishing off New York's win in the Super Bowl. Keeping his team together after a 7-7 start, the 65-year-old Tom Coughlin is the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl. Coughlin says he was hardly bothered after his Giants lost an early 9-0 lead and fell behind 17-9 in the Super Bowl. He says his team proved its resilience all season, and the Super Bowl comeback was just another example of that. As such, Coughlin is the 13th NFL coach to win at least 2 Super Bowls, joining a list that includes such greats as Chuck Knoll, Joe Gibbs, Bill Parcells, Bill Walsh, and Don Shula. Coughlin is 2-0 in Super Bowls. Tom Brady's 2 long incompletions in the final minutes and several missed chances throughout the game cost the Patriots another chance at a Super Bowl win. It also resulted in their second loss to the Giants in the big game. Losing coach Bill Belichick said afterward, "You never feel good after you lose this game." He said the Giants just made a few more big plays than the Pats, who had their chances. With just over 4 minutes left, Brady threw up the left side to a wide-open Wes Welker, but Brady's most reliable receiver and the NFL leader with 122 catches couldn't hang on to what wasn't a perfectly thrown ball. Minutes later, the Giants then marched for the go-ahead touchdown with 57 seconds left. Brady had one last chance as he threw a desperation pass half the length of the field into the end zone. Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez went up into a mass of defenders, but the ball fell to the ground as time ran out. Belichick said he thought his team played very competitive. We just came up a couple of plays short in the game. And in golf yesterday, 1 week after an embarrassing collapse at Torrey Pines that kept him from capturing his first PGA Tour title, Kyle Stanley is the winner of the Phoenix Open. Stanley closed with a 6-under par 65 to finish 15-under and 1 shot clear of Ben Crane, who carded 66. Also, Paul Laurie chipped in for an eagle and a birdie on his way to winning the wind-shortened Cutter Open. The former British Open champion fired a 7-under 65 in Sunday's final round, beating up runners-up Jason Day and Peter Hansen by 4 shots. It's Laurie's 7th European Tour title and 2nd in a year following a 9-year title drought. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.